Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, Christian patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from the heart of the American Redoubt. Lady Liberty, good morning to you.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white. And yes. And we're happy to be bringing that truth to you. And well, you know, in fact, yesterday, speaking of truth, just right off the bat, North Korea denied providing arms to Russia after the United States said the nuclear-armed state supplied rockets and missiles to Russia's private military group, Wagner.
Ooh.
And it says here that Washington earlier this month designated the Wagner Group as a transnational criminal organization, citing its weapons dealings with Pyongyang in violation of UN Security Council resolutions.
Very interesting.
That is interesting because they facilitated a nuclear weapons trade through Iran. Obviously, Iran didn't create the nuclear weapons.
Right.
They facilitated the transfer of these weapons to North Korea. And that was way back in the beginning of 1998. And so, and that was the Clintons. In fact, that was Bill Clinton that facilitated that. And so North Korea has had nuclear weapons ever since. And so, you know, that's kind of interesting that they're denying providing arms to Russia after this nuclear armed thing is going on. You know,
Well, this Wagner Group is a private military, you know, it's kind of like Blackwater, right?
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of, I mean, if they're trying to get some that type of advanced weaponry, Russia has those capabilities.
They have those things.
Right. So
yeah.
Maybe this is, I don't know, you know, that's one of those, what is going on?
Who just put the nuclear weapon under the nutshell and then flipped it around three times, right?
Yeah, perhaps whatever they end up using is, you know, portions of it that get shot down or whatever is going to be recoverable. There'll be, you know, military intelligence investigation to find out the source of the weapons, and Russia doesn't want it coming back to them.
Right.
You know,
clearly way back in 98, when Clinton facilitated that weapons purchase from Iran to North Korea, where did Iran get them? Right.
Right. And why all the fuss right now about Iran's centrifuges and gathering enough materials to produce nuclear weapons?
Right.
You know, if this, I mean, there's so much, we're just, you know, even this recent, Israeli strike that the Israelis aren't owning up to, and nobody, you don't even know who to trust anymore, you know,
right,
what's being put out there.
Right, no kidding.
In case
everyone missed it, or in case anyone missed it, Israel struck, they did a drone strike on Iran military facilities over the weekend, which is preemptive. And leave it to Benjamin Netanyahu. You know, he was a secret forces guy,
right,
and special forces guy. And so he has never been one to back down from a fight.
Well, he's the one who has a proper grip on the reality of what's going on.
Exactly.
And what a threat that Iran is.
Right.
And, you know, there are definitely some disconnects there. Some things aren't adding up with these arms trades going back and forth that involve North Korea, Iran, you know, this private group. And for how long this goes back, I recall that, I don't remember the details, but this weapons deal that was going on at the time, you know, 20 years ago.
Right.
Or, you know, 12 years ago, whenever it was. And then we just forget about that.
Yes,
you know,
right.
So things are shaping up in the world right now. There's, you know, some insiders in Washington, D.C. are saying that it was the United States that carried out the operation. Others are saying the United States had nothing to do with it. It was Israeli forces. Others are saying Israel was not directly involved. And, you know, everybody's putting the spin on this. But I mean, come on.
Well, and then the funny part is Iran is trying to make light of it like nothing really happened.
Oh, yeah. It was ineffective. They just basically they damaged the roof of one of our buildings. Well, you could see plumes of like flames going up.
Huge.
Like you would see flames, from an ammo depot getting hit.
Right.
I mean, going up, you know, hundreds of feet in the air. That's not just a roof that got damaged.
Yeah, they can't possibly withstand any kind of attack on their pride, you know, from this tiny little nation that they have vowed to blow off the face of the planet. Right.
They couldn't detect airstrikes, you know, from or defend themselves from. So they got to play it down. But reports on the ground are really super filtered.
Yeah.
Normally you would have a lot of like Twitter feeds and things like that, which is really a valuable open source intelligence resource.
Right.
That is like, there's nothing. It's like Mossad, CIA, everybody else is like completely filtering out any of the social media feeds coming out of there.
Right.
You know, and and maybe even the Iranians, because it is such a valuable intelligence tool, they're shutting it all down. So the rest of the world can't really get to the truth of the matter.
Right. That's exactly what any kind of government is going to do that is like them. They're going to instantly black out all comms, right?
Right.
Any kind of info sharing, they're going to put the blackout on it, you know?
Right.
But there's, you know, to totally switch gears, I wanted to just say something as far as like the last state you'd ever expect this to come out of is California. We actually have good news out of California
what?
For you today. I know. Stunning. Absolutely shocking.
It was 80 degrees in San Diego?
No. Oh. Check this out. California's Shasta County terminated its contract with Dominion Voting Systems on Tuesday Whoa. Evening.
Oh, nice.
Can you believe that? How is it possible that Shasta County in California is the first place to get rid of Dominion?
That's awesome. That's, if I'm not mistaken, that's in the state of Jefferson. You know, the northern breakaway part, I think that's one of the counties that's trying to form another state to pull away from California. So that's Patriot territory.
Right.
If I'm placing the right county correctly.
It's possible. We don't know yet. But just the fact that they're the only ones smart enough to get rid of Dominion voting systems it's been 2 years and California is going to lead the way.
Wow. One county just, hey, you know what? An avalanche starts with the first pebble.
Exactly. You
know? And,
they always say, you know, California leads, and so hey, let's let it go that way as well.
Right, the rest of the country catch up.
That's right. Hurry up! If California can do it, for crying out loud, everybody else better.
Yeah, all these things need to be gotten rid of. Absolutely. We're going to talk about some really interesting things going on with our food supply related to eggs. And segment two, we've got.
Yeah, that will help everyone.
They're definitely pushing us to eat bugs. They're trying to take out our food supply. Right now, there's this strange and mysterious shortage and skyrocketing prices for eggs and a bazillion explanations for it. But something isn't right. But in this cornucopia of things that aren't right in the world, let's get to what is right. What doesn't change? God's word.
That's right. Yeah, let's look at the positive before the rest of it.
Yes.
Okay, so the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, that reads under the title, Satan Tempts Jesus.
Mm.
Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up. Lest you dash your foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, It is written again, You shall not tempt the Lord your God. Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, 'You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve.'" Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. And that's all.
Wow, pretty remarkable.
That's quite the testimony, because there's, well, first of all, none of us are going to get through this life without being tested.
Right.
Without being tempted. And on Saturday, we went through a Bible study that was really fascinating. And the question that we had was, well, so what's the difference between testing and tempting, right?
Right.
And so my Bible notes on Matthew chapter 4 say that to be tempted from the divine standpoint means a positive test. And from the devil's standpoint, it implies enticement to sin. From
right.
Jesus's standpoint, it is a challenge from Satan to test God's sovereignty and plan. And so kind of interesting, because there's testing and tempting.
Right.
And God will never tempt you to do evil.
Right.
The devil will. The devil uses the things that he knows are your weaknesses to tempt you to sin.
Yes.
And where God will set you into a test to test your heart. Like
yeah.
to basically find out where you're at and to question, will you stand in the midst of the test?
Right. Right?
Will you be able to stand, or are you going to fail?
To give you a chance of victory.
Test? Right. And
well,
so
it's like God's testing is to find out what you're made of, and the enemy or Satan's tempting is to move you from what you're made of.
Right. To make you fail.
To undermine
right.
or subvert what you're made of.
Right. And there was we're listening to a sermon by Perry Stone, actually. It was very good. He mentioned that there's different kinds of testings too, like for instance, you can go through a season of testing, like a long period of time where it takes you a year to get through a certain test that the Lord has you going
right.
through to mature you, to get you to the right place with the Lord
right.
on whatever the subject is. And it's kind of just a long, drawn-out type of a thing. But then there's also another thing called the hour of testing,
yeah.
which is a short-term and a very severe test, like when everything bad just breaks loose all of a sudden.
Right.
And
I can relate.
yeah. We're kind of half familiar with that.
Yeah.
But so the hour of testing is a severe test. And so we thought that we would just bring this to you, because are you yourself going through a season of testing? Chances you are. If you're a child of God, God wants to test you all the time. I mean,
right.
How are you ever going to know if you've learned something unless you take a test and pass?
Right.
Right. And so the Lord provides this testing, and we wanted to mention that, you know, it occurred to us, we were discussing this, that advice for ourselves as well as for our listeners is that you are being tested. You know, all of us are going to be tested. It's just a matter of whether it's severe or over a long, drawn-out season. You are going to be tested. And God wants to know where your heart is on different things.
Yeah.
And so you have to ask, what things? What things does God want to know where your heart is on, right? Well, the things that matter, that will actually keep you out of heaven, are the things that he wants to test you on. Like, did you pass the test for this? Did you pass the test for that? Are you with me on all of these things? For instance, Revelations 22:15 says, "But outside are dogs, sorcerers, sexually immoral, murderers, idolaters, and whoever loves and practices a lie." So what things? those things. Those right. things will keep you out of heaven,
yeah.
according to Revelation. Another one is Revelation 21:8, which reads, "But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death."
Yikes.
And so these are the things that he wants to test us on. Do we stand with him, or are we going to be left outside the city? Are we not going to be allowed into heaven? And some of the definitions of sexually immoral include things like fornicators, adulterers, homosexuals, pedophiles. They classify dogs / prostitutes in the same category. Dogs is an old biblical term for temple prostitutes, unfortunately.
Oh, yes.
They don't exist anymore.
Which oftentimes you use children for.
Right.
In like Ashtoreth and Baal.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are old references, but it's basically referring to prostitution. And then you and I questioned under the sexual immorality portion, well, what about the whole transgender thing? And we figured that transgender would classify under whoever loves and practices a lie. And so all of these
right.
things are things that you're going to be tested on to see where you stand as opposed to where the Lord stands on these things. So,
right.
so like, for instance, the cowardly are not going to be allowed into heaven. The cowardly, the unbelieving, the abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, which the Greek word for sorcerers is pharmakia, which translates
yes.
into drugs.
Right.
Right. And so people that are into drugs, into selling drugs, into using drugs, it says
pharmakia.
Pharmakia. Yeah. And so don't be, boy, if you have an issue with drugs, you need to address that right away.
Yeah.
And then idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And so we wanted to bring that to you as what things are we to be tested on? What things do we need to pass the tests on, right?
Right.
And so here's a little bit of advice if you are in the middle of being tested yourself. Don't just get swept away in it like a helpless passenger, like you're just in the middle of it. You can't do anything about it. You don't know which way to look
just
up or down.
You're
just going with it. You're just going to get dragged like you're getting dragged behind a truck. Well, just stop for a minute and pull yourself out of that whole scenario. And in your mind, just imagine going to like the 30,000 foot view where you're standing there with God and realize you're like, he's watching the test that he has laid out for you.
Yes.
Sit there with him for a minute and take his viewpoint. You're basically the mouse in the maze at this point. And this is the test to see if you're going to pass or fail. So you can kind of cheat a little bit in this test, and you can look up similar examples in the Bible of what you're going through and how God wants you to handle it the right way and
yeah.
follow that to the letter. And so, so instead of just getting swept away by one test after another where, things are difficult, just pull yourself out for a minute and say, no, wait a minute. I'm clearly being tested. This is what I need to do. Be objective. And this is what I need to focus on as far as the solution. And just stick to it.
Well, and knowing God's word, something that I noted with that was Satan used scripture
yes.
to try to tempt Christ. And what was Christ's response? Scripture.
That's right.
In its proper context. And we see that, the list of these things that you just mentioned, like the lies, the liars, and those who love the lie.
Right.
And transgenderism is this dysphoria is one example. But also, sometimes they will use the word. Hitler used scripture to try to gain compliance over the people.
Kamala Harris
just said, hey, the Bible says to love your neighbor. And How do you love them? By getting vaccinated.
Get vaccinated.
So you'll protect them, right? It's like a slithering snake. You know, yep. It just totally reminded me of Satan going, well, the scriptures say.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, the response is God's word.
Yep.
And having a proper worldview, you know, the other side to that is love your brother by not letting him take that experimental maiming and death shot.
That's right.
Because of what, you know, professional virologists are warning of the effects of altering your DNA.
Right.
And which they're suppressing that. They're suppressing the truth to advance the lie that they love and using scripture to try to deceive people into compliance with the lie.
Well, see, and that is such a great point because the devil is not above citing scripture if it works to his advantage.
Right.
You know, where he's basically mocking Jesus's method by, you know, Jesus says, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And so then he takes him up on top of the temple, and you could just imagine his Kamala Harris type delivery. Right. Well, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written. Being snide. You could imagine him just saying that in such a snide way, for it is written, you know? And
yes,
that's just, it's a mockery. He's trying to mock him, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And just the fact that he starts with kind of like the Delphi technique, where the Delphi technique says, these are the only options we're going to give you to choose from. It just so happens that all our options only work for us and they don't work for you, right?
Right.
So they try to set the tone and direct conversations by assuming certain premises right off the bat that are false premises and not giving you a chance to go outside those false premises. And that's exactly what he did here. He starts by the supposition, almost claiming there's no validity to the fact that he's the Son of God. He says, if you are the Son of God. He said, and he keeps saying it, well, if you are, he already knows he's the Son of God, which is why he's tempting him in the way that he's tempting him.
Yeah, he's trying to lure him into, you know, proving it.
Yeah, he's trying to tempt him into a power play, basically.
Yeah.
Into, oh, are you going to fall for most powerful? Are you going to fall for compromising, you know? So.
Yep.
It's interesting. Yep.
Definitely. It's definitely go read that. And, you know, those notes are just very revealing. And he was tempted, we're tempted. And, there's the standard right there.
That's right.
So what was that scripture again? Matthew?
Okay, so 4? That was Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, praise God. Praise God for all that revelation and the fantastic sermon that kind of led us into that direction of looking for those answers. So that was kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, very. All right. Awesome discussion. Went a little bit longer than we had planned on. So let's talk real quick, though, about the food supply issues that we are seeing. You know, you and I both believe this is clearly an attack on our food supply.
Oh, without a doubt.
Right now, specifically with the eggs, and another fire, 100,000 chickens die in a massive 3-alarm fire at one of the largest egg suppliers in the U.S., and that's from the Liberty Loft. And of course, it's all over the news. But interesting, the reason why we say we believe that our food supply is under attack, back in 2013, NPR wrote a story about how Bill Gates was investing in egg alternatives. They're trying to find... Yeah, they're trying to find alternatives to our normal food supply, our traditional food supply, cattle, you know, beef, chickens, all of this stuff. And now we've got all these plants that are, you know, food processing plants, egg production plants, with these massive fires, while eggs are going through the roof as far as prices go and availability is going down. And right after World Economic Forum, you know, they just had their big meeting about how they're going to get us off this food. But
yeah, and I've got an article right here that goes with the clip that we're going to play.
Yes.
And this comes from the Gateway Pundit. And this article is titled, Tractor Supply chicken feed reportedly causing egg laying to stop. The board has ties to the WEF and Jeffrey Epstein.
Yep.
So what could go wrong there, right?
No kidding.
Well, so it says here that online claims have emerged, corroborated by others, that the popular Producer's Pride chicken feed sold by the Tractor Supply chain has been recently altered and that its new formulation is causing chickens to stop laying eggs. Some suggest a deliberate reduction in the amount of protein in the feed may be causing the reduction in egg production. However, we've got a clip here from a lady that has been raising chickens for the past 30 years, and listen to what she has to say about it.
Imagine warning people. In nearly 30 something years of raising chickens, I have never gone without eggs, not even just one. And since before Halloween, I have not gotten a single egg until about a week ago. And I switched the feed that I was giving. I no longer am feeding chicken feed. I have switched my girls to goat feed. Steel cut oats, black sunflower seeds, and goat feed. I have to say, there's something to this.
That's just one of so many testimonies that are coming in now. The comments
saying the same thing.
Yep. Are saying, man, our eggs, our chickens are not laying right now.
Right. And so, and what you don't see in this clip, obviously, in this audio, is that she is her chickens now are producing plenty of eggs within a week of switching their feed to goat feed.
Yep. So any of this corporate level feed for our livestock, I think we need to really seriously start looking at alternatives.
That's right.
Start right here. Because so many people have chickens for this reason, to be, you know, self-reliant.
Right.
So, well, we're out of time. There's still a ton more to get covered, but go to the Gateway Pundit and read through that whole article, and especially the history with Bill Gates and what he's trying to do with the egg alternative.
Right, and we'll post that on our Telegram channel also.
Yeah, absolutely. So you guys have a blessed and a safe day and an awesome week out there. And join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific right here for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.